Over to the right corner, Friend, for three. Yes, sir. Connect four. Got it.
Fryer somehow gets it back, muscles it in, and he's going to the line looking for a tie.
In the drama on the hardwood takes center stage.
Morsi puts it on the floor with the left hand, slowing things down. Now driving through the top of the key, a spin move down low. Marshawn Morsi finishes with the right hand, put him in the spin cycle, 360, and the finish. It's a 12-4 start for the Ellington Whippets.
Outlet pass into hands, Barrymore. 1 second layup, good at the buzzer. So we're going to head to the fourth quarter with the Panthers leading 44-38.
Baseline, shot wouldn't go. Got his own rebound, underhanded scoop, score it. Cole Wood has six, and the lead is swollen now to double digits, 49-38.
Spin move, pull-up jumper on the right side, nothing but net, and Alexis Payne have a night in the second half.
Outlet pass, Minershagen, layup counted. Oh, a pinpoint pass to Minershagen out in front of everybody.
He has found his stride early on in this one.
Is there anything that kid can't do? My goodness.
Well, he drove the bus here, and he's probably going to sell hot dogs at halftime, so I'm not too sure.
45-42, DeSoto could make it a one-point game, maybe tie, and they just might tie. As Snunden drives, fires, finds the range, gets fouled, headed to the free throw line. This kid doesn't look like a freshman. 9 points for Snunden off the bench.
We send it courtside to our regional radio sports team.
Basketball tournament on Kickin' Country, K98, the Boop. And as we get things going this night, they're honoring some of those that have had a big impact locally for Arcadia Valley. To get set for the start of our dual broadcast tonight, we'll have the 1-5 matchup and a 2-3 matchup. The 1-seed defending champion Ellington Whippets take on the Arcadia Valley Tigers. Start off our coverage and including our coverage later tonight. 2-3 with second seed West County Bulldogs take on third seed Alviron Panther. It was an exhilarating tournament in this round. So a lot of close games, a lot of excitement, big crowd as always with the Arcadia basketball tournament. We'll step aside for our brief moment. It's our Coles Tractor Equipment pre-game, halftime, post-game for all Coles Tractor Equipment. This is all of our staff away from Eric Schweitz of State Farm, sponsoring our staff of the game. We'll step aside for 2 minutes. Come back and have the thoughts of the Ellington head coach, Jeremy Peterson, next on J98.
The next time you're passing through Annapolis, make a quick stop at Cheryl's Mini Mart on Highway 49. They've got a little bit of everything, groceries, milk, snacks, even a deli. And don't forget their delicious buffet-style pizza. You can get your gas, lottery tickets, and much more, all in one quick and convenient stop. They are expanding with more seating, a bigger menu, daily specials, ATM, and more. Cheryl's Mini Mart, open 7 days a week. Wish the best of luck to South Iron Athletics. The new ownership at Lenny's in Lesterville would like to invite you to stop by for lunch or dinner. With an expanded menu, they have all your favorites. Grab a bowl of hot chili to warm up these cold winter days, and a fountain soda to wash it away. Now with Thursday specials, make Lenny's your go-to meal place. Come in or call it in at 573-637-2506. That's Lenny's in Lesterville, located on the corner of Highway 21 and Peola Road.
When you have a concrete job, Poleit Ready Mix is the name to remember. Poleit Ready Mix has been in business for 3 decades, and they're locally owned and operated, with 8 locations servicing Washington, Iron, St. Francis, and now Reynolds and Carter counties. And in addition to their already great service, Poleit Ready Mix offers several trucks and a concrete conveyor. Contact the Poleit Ready Mix nearest you for a no-obligation estimate today. That's Poleit Ready Mix.
Kim, the owner of Ellington Auto Supply, reminds you that they carry all the items you need for your auto parts needs with more than 30 years of auto parts knowledge and experience. They've got you covered. And if it's not in stock at Ellington Auto Supply, well, they can order it with next day delivery. That's Ellington Auto Supply, where they treat you like family. Ellington Auto Supply, visit them today.
It is finally that time, the 90th Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Basketball Tournament
comes to J98. We've got two games on deck for you tonight, the first of which, the defending champion, the Ellington Whippets, will take on the host, Arcadia Valley, talking with the head coach of Ellington, Jeremy Peterson. Coach, it's been a long time since we've done this. I mean, I can't imagine how eager you guys were to get this thing started, a game under your belt. How's the team looking?
Well, it's a work in progress still yet. It's early, but, yeah, it was time to play. We're excited to be over here this week. I know we were tired of looking at one another and battling one another in practice. So. Day two, we're here.
Yeah, day two, you had to survive in advance, defending champions of this tournament, so you kind of know what the environment holds, but every year, different squads. What's it going to take to get by the host, Arcadia Valley, tonight?
It's going to take a great effort, number one, because I was over here last night, and I'm telling you, they got a scrappy, hard-working bunch, and if we don't match their intensity level and effort level, we could be in for a long night.
Yeah, talking with Coach Turnbow, he was very high on his team's defense in that opening round victory. They were the only lower seed to upset somebody, and we're really starting to find out maybe they shouldn't have been the five, and they're going to be pretty good this year. But a scrappy defensive team like that, you got to play smart.
Oh, without a doubt. You know, I think their game plan, and probably going to be for the majority of the year with the bunch he's got, they're not extremely big, but they're going to get after you defensively. Probably a little man, a little diamond press, and they want an up-and-down game.
You know, from last year, following you guys and the run you made into the postseason, we know about Marshawn, we know about Wes, but tell me about some of the other guys. You've got quite a bit of experience around those guys returning.
We do. We have some experience. Obviously, we lost Sean Chilton. He was our leader last year, but we've got a good group of kids around them. Right behind Marshawn and Wes, who I really think was our MVP last year, is Jake Richards. He's 6 foot, 6 foot one, post player for us. You know, he goes out and defends the opposing team's biggest guy for us every single night.
Might have been the most deceptive double-digit scorer in the area.
Oh, without a doubt, without a doubt. Definitely should have been an all-conference player and maybe even an all-district player. But he was overshadowed by Marshawn and Wes. But he's a glue guy for us, no doubt. And then we've got three guards that's... It's improved a lot from a year ago. Still need a lot of improvement in ball handling aspect of things. But Justin Tripp, who's starting for us this week anyway. Devontae Miller, another guard that got a lot of minutes last year. And then obviously Dee Fitzgerald, who is a two-year starter.
My last question, Marshawn switches from 55 to 0. Is that going to help his early foul trouble?
I hope. I hope that number matches his fouls by halftime.
Maybe that's the idea, right?
Yeah. I never looked at it that way, but that's a good idea.
Head coach of the Ellington Whippets, Jeremy Peterson, joining us on the pregame. Coach, best of luck. We'll catch up after.
Thank you, Greg.
More pregame coming up. Tip-off, never close enough. Keep it on J98.
At American Family Insurance, we help protect what you've achieved so you can fearlessly go after your dreams. For auto, home, business, and life, contact us today. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Life Mutual Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Ronnie Gibbs at Ronnie Gibbs Agency, Pilot Knob in Fredericktown, 573-546-7101.
McCormick Networks is a recognized leader in voice and data technology and has been providing communication services to the region for over a century. McCormick Networks can help streamline your business and enhance productivity. Their certified technicians and engineers will design a communication system or computer network specifically for your needs. They're a proud supporter of the area's talented athletes and is pleased to sponsor KTJJ's broadcast of this year's 90th annual Arcadia Valley Tournament. Good luck, Whippets, and happy holidays from your friends at McCormick, your network specialist.
The Clearwater School District in Piedmont would like to take this opportunity to wish the best of luck to all the players in the AV Thanksgiving Tournament. The Clearwater School District knows that it takes a lot of time, dedication, and hard work to be a winning team. The Tigers have shown that they have what it takes to succeed. And the Clearwater School District sends the best of luck to all the players in the AV Thanksgiving Tournament.
The entire faculty and staff of the Arcadia Valley R2 School District would like to take this time to wish the Arcadia Valley Tigers all the best in the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. Teamwork is important to excel in sports, and that teamwork has proven to be successful for the Arcadia boys basketball team. You have what it takes to be winners and successful in your future. Good luck to the Arcadia Valley Tigers from everyone at the Arcadia Valley School District.
We'll be right back.
Getting set for the tip for our first of two games tonight. The first has Ellington taking on the host, Arcadia Valley, now standing with the coach of Arcadia Valley, Ricky Turnbow. Coach, your team looks quite a bit different from a year ago, the past couple of years, but it seems like you have a great deal of experience and a lot of talent just sprinkled about throughout the roster.
Yeah, I think we've got a good mix of upperclassmen this year. We've really just got three guys that have varsity experience under their belt, but we got a lot of guys right now early on. You know, it's just one game so far, but they've stepped up and done a nice job, and liked how they played the opening night, and we're just curious how things are going to go tonight, and I think we'll give it our best shot and see what happens.
It was in this round on this part of the bracket last year, one of the crazier games I've seen in my life watching basketball between AV and West County. What's it like to play this tournament in this environment at your place?
It's a lot of fun, and we're hoping the crowd really gets into it tonight. And, you know, that was a big game, and I think that really kind of set the tone for us for the entire year, because we had a young group at that time, and it was hard for us to get over that, honestly, that heartbreaking last-second loss to our big rival in Thanksgiving tournament. And, you know, I think it just kind of shows the importance of early-season tournaments, and you know, I don't think you can't let one win bother you, but I think that one did, and we're hoping to come out with a similar effort tonight in this semi and maybe turn our fate around a little bit, but we'll see.
Now, we talked about the defensive effort that you guys had in the opening round. It's pretty much a must to set the tone and kind of bring that effort again tonight.
Yeah, we're going to ask a lot of our guys. We're going to run probably 7, maybe 8 deep, and these guys have worked hard. And, you know, we got a couple cross-country runners on the team that we've got to keep at it. We've got to play four quarters, and I think that's hopefully going to be the key to, if we're able to have some success this year, I think that's where it's going to start.
Is it kind of you want to use the length of the floor to impose your will and kind of set the tone and keep them out of the half court?
Yeah, with their size, especially with Ellington, we've got to do what we can do to speed the game up and try to keep them from slowing it down and pounding it inside. We got to try to keep it out of the inside. They got some good players on the inside, and we got to try to keep it out of there the best we can.
Hey, if there's one plus side, you look nothing like a 5 seed so far, right?
Yeah, that's a plus. You know, it's kind of nice flying under the radar, but being, you know, taken for granted. But we're hoping to change that tonight, and I know we're going to give it our best effort, so we'll see how it goes.
That's head coach of the Arcadia Valley Tigers set to tip off against Ellington coming up next on J98.
We don't want to be the ones to break the news, but Christmas is coming, and Fisher Furniture has free layaway. If you're looking for a gift that takes their breath away, start here and start now. Easy payments that you set, and we can have the gift ready to surprise when Christmas gets here. So yes, give that great television the brand new range or that comfy power recliner, and we can help. Get ready for Christmas at Fisher Furniture, Highway 21 in Ironton. If you're ready for the best burger and shake that you'll find anywhere, Spooner's in Ellington should be your destination. In fact, they specialize in the juiciest Spooner burger you'll ever eat. But you can also find other delicious made-to-order items on their menu. Just to name a few, the Spooner Joe, Chicken Tender Sandwich, BLT Wrap Taco Salad, and the list goes on. And at Spooner's, you can't leave without some of their soft-serve ice cream. That's Spooner's on North 2nd Street in Ellington, where your spoon runneth over.
The Orange Blossom Florist in Ellington. Their name is known for the most beautiful floral arrangements in the area. Plus, you can shop for gifts like fragrant Swan Creek candles, willow tree figurines, and they now carry wood wick candles and more. That's the Orange Blossom Florist just down from Black River Electric on Main Street in Ellington. Open Monday through Friday 9 to 5 and Saturday 9 to noon. Or call 573-663-7070.
Lesterville Schools would like to take this opportunity to wish the Lesterville Bearcat basketball team the best of luck in the Thanksgiving tournament. You're a great team and have proven that you have what it takes to be winners. Everyone at Lesterville Schools is proud of the Bearcats and their coaches. Good luck on winning the tournament. Be safe and have fun. This message brought to you by the Lesterville Schools. Go Bearcats!
Don's Place in Ellington, the home of quality Clark Gasoline, invites you to stop in and check out their great stuff food and hot stuff pizza. Anytime is a good time for hot stuff. How about a smash hit sub made fresh to order and fast? Don's Place is open 7 days a week to serve your needs with quality Clark gasoline or hot stuff food. Don's Place in Ellington, a proud supporter of the community they serve.
Broadcast from the 90th annual Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. We've got two games on deck for tonight as we start our high school basketball broadcast season, officially game number one of the 2016-2017 season. And what will start off our broadcast, we will see the number one seed of this tournament and the defending champion of this tournament, the Ellington Whippets. A year ago in this round, Ellington topped South Iron and went on to defeat West County in the championship game. And they are the defending champions of this contest. Tonight, they'll meet up with Arcadia Valley, the 5 seed. Arcadia Valley, an 81-57 win over the 4th seeded Bismarck Indians. Bismarck just topping Lesterville in the consolation bracket just a moment ago. And Ellington, a big first-round victory, 71-32. They top Lesterville to advance into this round. That will be our first of two broadcast matchups. Ellington and Arcadia Valley, South Iron and West County. I'll have the call to start off our high school broadcast season. Greg Armbruster, sports director for KTJJ and KREI, and alongside Jordan Slocum, getting his first taste of the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament environment. Jordan, when you find out that there is a tournament that's held on the day before and the day of Thanksgiving, you think, well, nobody's going to be there. Not really the case.
Yeah, that was an interesting concept to me because generally all the other places I've been, you know, Thanksgiving is pretty much a no-go. Some states maybe do, like, state final football around that time, but outside of that, you know, there aren't basketball tournaments, but not only do you have a basketball tournament here, you have one with so much history, the 90th tournament. The first one was in 1927. Calvin Coolidge was the president that year.
Wow.
That year, the New York Yankees swept the World Series over the Pirates. The Yankees had some guys named Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, I don't know if you've heard
the
of
the old Murderer's Row.
Yeah.
It's crazy when you put it into context like that. When you have a tournament for 90 years and you can go back through all of the previous winners of this tournament and a lot of those teams are still in the field.
Yeah, you've got Ellington. They've won this tournament 10 times. Last year's victory was the first time they had won it since 1995. So they ended about a 20-year drought last season and they're primed to be the favorite to do it again. South Iron, on the other side of the bracket, they've won it more than anybody else. They've won it 19 times, including 10 of the last 16. West County's only won it once. That was 2 years ago. And Arcadia Valley, they've won it 10 times. Last time was in 2009.
Yeah, West County, they've got a knack for the dramatics when it comes to this tournament, but so does South Iron. So I think our second game of the night definitely has the potential to be outrageous between those two teams.
Yeah, that should be an interesting contest. Both those teams, at least based on last year's stats, very evenly matched. But that was last year. This is this year. It's so hard to judge that. You look at just the raw numbers from last year, and you'd say with this Ellington-Arcadia Valley game, that might not be even close. Ellington was a state tournament team last year. Arcadia Valley had a losing record, but it's a new year, and we're in Arcadia Valley feeding off of the energy of your home crowd. Not that Ellington hasn't brought a large crowd of their own, but feeding off of that energy, especially early in the season when there's bound to be more sloppiness because it's so early, you never know what's going to happen.
One thing I've always loved about this tournament is you can scan from the crowd right now, and you can scan this crowd in an hour and a half, and it'll be a completely different color. You've got orange starting to trickle in. You've got black and yellow starting to make their way in. Red still from Lesterville being here. Maroon of South Iron. I mean, it's sprinkled all throughout. This tournament, it's a great way to start off the season. You'd be hard-pressed to find a better way to open up the high school basketball season as far as our broadcast goes. No better place to be for game number one of the season. We'll take our final break of the Coles Tractor and Equipment pregame show, and when we come back, we'll get set for the tip-off. 3.5 minutes up on the clock until we get going. We'll take a 2-minute pause and come back and set the stage for the tip between Ellington and Arcadia Valley. That's next on J98.
The Clearwater School District in Piedmont would like to take this opportunity to wish the best of luck to all the players in the AV Thanksgiving Tournament. The Clearwater School District knows that it takes a lot of time, dedication, and hard work to be a winning team. The Tigers have shown that they have what it takes to succeed. and the Clearwater School District sends the best of luck to all the players in the AV Thanksgiving Tournament.
The next time you're passing through Annapolis, make a quick stop at Cheryl's Mini Mart on Highway 49. They've got a little bit of everything, groceries, milk, snacks, even a deli. And don't forget their delicious buffet-style pizza. You can get your gas, lottery tickets, and much more, all in one quick and convenient stop. They are expanding with more seating, a bigger menu, daily specials, ATM, and more. Cheryl's Mini Mart, open 7 days a week. Wish the best of luck to South Iron Athletics.
West St. Francis School District is proud of the area they serve. The West St. Francis School District are very supportive of the community and will continue that support for years to come. A strong community is a good community to live in. They proudly support the area's fine students and athletes. They understand that hard work and dedication is what it takes to be successful. This message brought to you by your friends at West St. Francis School District.
The Orange Blossom Florist in Ellington. Their name is known for the most beautiful floral arrangements in the area. Plus, you can shop for gifts like fragrant Swan Creek candles, willow tree figurines, and they now carry wood wick candles and more. That's the Orange Blossom Florist just down from Black River Electric on Main Street in Ellington. Open Monday through Friday 9 to 5 and Saturday 9 to noon. Or call 573-663-7070.
From the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament, 90 years strong this tournament, and with each year a little bit more drama, a little bit more excitement. The crowd, I don't think it could get much bigger over the years. I don't think there's anywhere to sit, anywhere to stand, and if something goes out of bounds, it's probably going off a person.
Yeah, these are the type of gyms and games that you have to be paying attention. If you're not, that's dangerous.
You're taking one off the face.
Yeah, you could get a headshot from either a ball or a player.
And as we sit here and watch warm-ups, they're getting ready to start the national anthem, so we will take a 90-second pause and step aside for our nation's anthem. Please rise and be back after 90 seconds on the booth.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. We are celebrating all first responders now through November the 26th.
10% of your purchase will be donated to your choice of fire department, ambulance, EMT, or police department. We have 2 years with 0% financing.
We are thankful for you, first responders.
So if you're a first responder, you'll get 10% off of your purchase. And we'll donate 10% to the department of your choice.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Keegan's on the line from Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington. And Keegan, I understand these are exciting times for fans of Polaris.
It is coming for the Polaris Full Throttle Sales Event with rebates up to $3,000 on select models and financing as low as 2.99. We've got great deals on Rangers, Sportsmen's, Razors, whatever you're looking for. And don't forget, we've got the brand new Can-Am X3 in stock. Come see me, Keegan, at Midwest Sports Center. Check these machines out. The phone number here is 573-756-7975, or you can look us up at MidwestSportsCenter.com.
It's Black Friday week. 5 days, 10 deals, and $3 takes it home at Show Me Rent to Own. Going on now until November 26th, different deals daily, even some bonus deals thrown in. Show Me Rent to Own has everything you need at a great price. Today, November 23rd, get the Hunter in your life, a camo Bluetooth speaker for just $9.95 a week. Also, $3 off a week on any used TV, any size. And don't forget to ask about bonus deals. Visit any of the 9 Show Me Rent to Own locations to check out all of the deals.
Time, B's and G's. It's time to get started for this 90th Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Basketball Tournament. As they get set to introduce the starters in-house, we will do the same for you across the regional radio airwaves. And we'll start with the defending champion, the number one seed, the Ellington Whippets. The starting five, number zero, Marshawn Morrissey. Number 11, Justin Tripp. 12, D. Fitzgerald. Number 25, Jacob Richards. And number 40, Wesley Sharp. Be listening throughout the evening for the Sharp-Morrissey combo, as we will definitely be highlighting that combination for Ellington throughout the evening. The starting five on the flip side for the host, the Arcadia Valley Tigers. Number 15, Austin Wren, the 5'10 junior.
Jake Pryor, 5'11 senior, wears number 20. Isaiah Gibbs, the 6-foot junior, highly touted up-and-comer, wearing number 24. Peyton Whited, a 5'10 junior, wearing number 33. And Tatum Jones, the 6'3 junior, wearing number 51. We have Tatum Jones and Dakota Jones on the Arcadia Valley roster. They are related, uncle and nephew. We'll explain that as that goes along. They're both juniors. I think I figured it out talking to Coach Ricky Turnbow. Maybe I shouldn't dive into it because I'll probably get it wrong. One thing you can't get wrong in an environment like this, that is just setting the tone. We could just sit here and pick up crowd sound, and you could probably figure out what was going on in this game.
Exactly. And I think if you're Arcadia Valley, you're the underdog. It's on your home floor. You need to get a quick start here and because you're going to be oversized this entire game. I think you got to try to tire out Ellington. Even though they're big, though, they are athletic. That makes it a challenge.
And for AV, you have to keep those big dudes out of the half-court set. We are in the center circle. Ellington wearing the whites with the orange trim. It's the black and yellow for Arcadia Valley. In the center circle, Marshawn Morrissey for the Ellington Whippets. At number 51, Tatum Jones. It's 6'3 Jones, 6'4 Morrissey. The ball's up. The tip goes to Ellington. Here's Sharp. And a two-on-one's got it knocked away. It's going to go out of bounds. It will stay with the Whippets. We get set up on the stage at Arcadia Valley, so the Whippets actually coming to us, working left to right as we describe the action. The inbounds are going to go down low to the post to Marshawn. Draws the double team, pro hops, and gets contact down low. And they're going to stay within the act of shooting, so we'll see Marshawn Morrissey make his first free throw attempts of the night.
Morrissey's just, he's a great athlete, and he has good size. Very difficult to try to defend under the basket.
They don't make teenagers like that.
No.
They just don't. And they have two of them that are just above development as far as that goes, as Marshawn back irons the first free throw.
Tatum Jones got the first foul of the game.
Marshawn's going to toe the line. Flicks the wrist. Off back iron strong again. Bodies hit the deck as the board comes down. It's going to come down to Austin Wren over to the right side. It goes to Jake Pryor. Pryor takes it to the edge of the center circle. Heels inches from midcourt. A bounce pass inside, down left on the elbow. Contact inside and called for a walk on the other end. Just big bodies down low, throwing Gibbs off balance.
And Gibbs is just trying to fall over, I think, to draw the foul. Refs didn't help him out.
We'll come back towards us with the Whippets. Ellington on the run with Wesley Sharp. A dipsy-doo, yes, sir, for Wesley Sharp. Our first points of the night. Come off the back of number 40. It's an early 2-0 start for the Whippets. Back the other way quickly with Jake Pryor running the pace. Up top, a pull-up jumper. Offset left. Short on that one was Austin Wren. The rebound comes down to the Whippets. Sharp will bring it up across midcourt. Loses the handle on contact, and a foul is going to be called by Craig Gibbs, one of our officials. And he chalked up Peyton Whited for his first foul. That's two fouls on Arcadia. 7:06 to go in the first quarters. We're just getting started. 2-0 in favor of the Whippets. Dee Fitzgerald throws it down inside. A pull-up along the near side baseline. Falls short. A rebound tipped by Marshawn Morrissey, but won by A.V. Pryor. On to the run. Fast break. Hangs in the paint. Can't get the shot to go. And there's the big fella, number zero, Marshawn Morrissey, pulling down the board. I called him Windex last season. He cleans up the glass like none other. Trapped in the corner, Fitzgerald's got to get rid of it. Swings it around the horn. Pull up three from up top. Wesley Sharp, you know it. 5 points for the young man, 5 points for the Whippets.
You're 6'6". You're not supposed to have that good of a three.
Oh, man. At 6'6", he plays like a two guard, and he is fun to watch. A.V. still trying to get on the board. Dribble drive, penetration. Did Morrissey get a piece of it? Maybe. He's going to bring it back down towards us. Here come the Whippets. A lob pass down to the trailer. Oh, now they're starting to play fancy as Richards gets in on the action. Just a drop. Gorgeous assist. A 7-0 lead for the Whippets. And a timeout called by Coach Ricky Turnbow of the Arcadia Valley Tigers. Just the 30. We'll keep it here. And it just seems like the pace of this game has been the length of the court, which is what A.V. wanted. But just the inside presence for A.V. or for Ellington has been too much.
Yeah, right now it's all Ellington. That's one reason why this team is so dangerous, is they've got that size that no team in this tournament can match, but they're not big lumbering guys. Sometimes you get guys that are big, but they're not very quick, they're not very agile,
Their guys are big and athletic, and it's a very dangerous combination.
I think throughout the first half, if you're listening and you hear Jordan go, oh, it's probably because of Marshawn Morrissey's drop step. The first time he says it, that's everyone's reaction. Coming out of the timeout, A.B. has to go full length of the floor, 6:05 on the first quarter clock. Pryor across to the right hand, skips it inside to Wren. Down to the far corner, back to Pryor, guarded up, faced up by Fitzgerald. Screen set, Pryor uses it and gets A.B. on the board for the first time tonight. Pryor with a pull-up from 18, buries it. Quickly on the fast break, here go the Whippets, and the same play as last time. Bring it down the floor with Marshawn, find the trailer in Richards, easy bucket. 9-2, Ellington early on in this one. Pryor in between the circles, jumps, throws it, it's blocked or knocked away by Fitzgerald, and back to Pryor down the left wing, pump fake, driving inside, trying to pass from block to block, taken away, and Sharp can't have it on the outlet pass, off of his heel, here's an easy bucket, back the other way, and the foul, Isaiah Gibbs working down low, 9-4 AV, Gibbs going to the stripe.
That's exactly what they needed out of that timeout to get some momentum back on their side. Foul goes against Tripp.
That's the first foul on the Whippets. One on the Whippets, two on AV at the free throw line. Flicking the wrist, finding nothing but nylon. It's Isaiah Gibbs. 9-5, Ellington with a four-point edge. The inbound. The Whippets have to go the full length of the floor. Morrissey brings it across midcourt. Pulls up. Passes from wing to wing. Sharp can't find it on the three. Ball knocked out of bounds. Morrissey touches it last. AV will get the possession.
Obviously, it's very early in this game, but I think give a lot of credit to AV just having the poise. That flow of a start can get in your head. They haven't let it affect them to this point.
And that's something that Coach Turnbow talked about from last season, was avoiding carryover. They definitely erased any of that early on in this one. A pass as A.B. has it into the front court. Around the horn they go. Stops offset of the top of the key. And back to the right to Gibbs. Gibbs pulls up after the pump fake. Strong on that one. Pulls down the rebound. Does Arcadia Valley going back up as wide, and he can't get the second attempt to go. And the rebound pulled down by Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald just trying to bring it across midcourt. Lobs it into the front court to Sharp. In between the circles, Fitzgerald around the horn they go. Stops on the right wing. Backs out. Downloads, Richards trying to drive across the floor, pulls up, and definitely contact through that. But Marshawn Morrissey, squeaky clean on the glass, puts it back up and in. Morrissey gets on the board. AV trailing 11-5, has Pryor on the left wing. He's going to back it out towards the center circle. The right hand puts it on the floor, guarded by Fitzgerald. Oh, a beauty of a pass down low, and a foul called inside. And Jake Pryor finding Austin Wren on a slash to the basket. A foul called probably on Marshawn.
Yep, that's going to be his first. Now both teams have two.
And that's something you got to keep an eye on for Marshawn. His early foul trouble plagued him all last season. The free throw up, free throw down. 11. In favor of Ellington. Wren trying to go 2-for-2 with the stripe. Flicks the wrist. Money. 2-for-2. 11-7. A four-point game. See a substitution. Tatum Jones comes off.
Dakota Jones replaced him.
So we'll swap a Jones for a Jones, a Tatum for a Dakota. Potato, potato. In the backcourt, Ellington just trying to bring it across. Big-time pressure, and it works for Arcadia Valley. They turn him over, but turns it right back over. What can the Whippets do with it? They're going to slow things down. Fitzgerald has it ripped away from him. There's loose bodies everywhere. It's pandemonium. A.V. back the other way, and a foul called on Wesley Sharp. They're going crazy inside this gym.
And Sharp widened. Sharp just got teed up because he had his hands up in the air in frustration thinking that he should have gotten called on the foul, and I'm pretty sure he's the one who just got that tee.
And one's just not going to do it there. He's going to earn that second foul.
Unless they gave it to another player, but either way, it's on Ellington. That referee did not hesitate to call that tee, and it was on the opposite end of the floor from us, but Sharp immediately had his hands up in kind of disbelief because he thought he played clean D.
And now he's coming back the other floor looking at his teammates saying, what happened? As on the other end of the floor, Peyton Whited knocks in a free throw. Makes it 11-8. And this crowd, you can just feel the energy.
And that
so can the Tigers.
And that's big because that's one of your better players. He now has two personal fouls, and your team goes from two to four team fouls just like that.
It didn't take long, and the Whippets find themselves with just a two-point edge at 11-9, and more free throws to come as Wren toes the line. Up and down, one-point game, 11-10. As he shoots the second, I'll let the crowd tell you if he makes it.
I'm Coach Peterson. I call a timeout here.
I agree.
He made it.
We're all knotted up. 4 points from the free throw line for Austin Wren, and it's an 11-point game, 11-all, 3:44 to go in the opening quarter of play.
That was after a 7-0 start for Ellington, where at the very beginning it looked like, uh-oh, they might run away with this game.
Dakota throws it in, into the near corner, a pump fake, dribble drive, a jump pass, ill-advised, but it finds its intended recipient in Fryer on the left block. He's going to take it up. Pull up from the top of the key. A foul called on that shot. That's going to be Dee Fitzgerald called on that foul. Now the Whippets starting to unravel.
You're barely halfway through the first quarter, and you already have 5 fouls. And now Coach Peterson says, can't have this.
And that timeout, we expected it sooner or later, and it came a lot sooner. But maybe not soon enough for the Whippets. 11-11. A timeout on the floor called by the Whippets. We're back in 30 on the boot. It's crazy here.
The next time you're passing through Annapolis, make a quick stop at Cheryl's Mini Mart on Highway 49. They've got a little bit of everything. Groceries, milk, snacks, even a deli. And don't forget their delicious buffet-style pizza. You can get your gas, lottery tickets, and much more. All in one quick and convenient stop. They are expanding with more seating, a bigger menu, daily specials, ATM, and more. Cheryl's Mini Mart, open 7 days a week. Wish the best of luck to South Iron Athletics.
And from the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament after the Ellington Whippet timeout, tied at 11, with Jake Pryor at the free throw line trying to give AV the lead.
How about this?
He does
make that first one. Arcadia Valley is 8-for-8 at the free throw line.
Yeah, they've been lighting it up at the free throw line. Wren 4-4, Pryor trying to go 2-for-2. Gibbs knocked in the and one, and Pryor keeps the streak going. 2-for-2 from the line, and AV is getting it done from the charity stripe. The Whippets trail by two, 13-11, across the front court. Inside to Richards, right wing, he drives baseline. A low pass, they're going to kick outside, trying to come back into the baseline. Richards wasn't anticipating the pass, and here goes AV back the other way with Peyton Whited. He'll pull up at the left wing. Picks up the dribble. Somebody's got to come and bail him out. Austin Wren does so. He'll take it in between the circles. Picks up his dribble. Kicks right. AV's going to try to penetrate. Driving inside. Running into a triple team. The shot goes up. Won't fall. Richards with the board. Has it tipped away. Able to corral it. A bounce pass to Marshawn Morsey. Gets away. And another turnover. AV back the other way with numbers. Can they make the most of it? And it's ripped away, but they're going to get another opportunity. The shot's going to go up, and it's going to go down for Gibbs. AV is turning this place on its head right now. 15-11, they lead it. The Whippets, the one seed, the defending champion, trying to get something going. Marshawn Morsey drives into the paint, and a block called down low on Pryor. That was close.
And you can just see the body language from both teams. These kids are fired up.
And this is like the second game of the year for both. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
It has that state tournament feel. It really does.
It feels like district tournament time. It really does. Marshawn Morsey about to shoot some free throws. His team trails by four at 15-11. 2:31 to play in the opening quarter.
And his team hasn't. He's the only guy who has shot free throws for them in this game. He's 0-for-2. On the other side, you've got AB, who's 9-for-9. That's a huge difference.
And the leading scorer in the game is Wesley Sharp, and he had the first 7 points for the Whippets.
But he's on the bench right now with 2 fouls. So he got that technical.
I imagine Coach Pete not happy with him over there. Officials gets the ball in to Morrissey. Free throw up. He gets the most of that one. 3 points in the opening quarter for Morrissey.
Devontae Miller just checked in for the Whippets.
And he is the trigger man from the wings. Morrissey's second, off back iron. Rebound comes down to Jake Pryor. He'll bring it up the floor, down the right side, face up guarded by Fitzgerald. Man-to-man D for the Whippets. They swing it around the horn, trying to go inside the entry pass, knocked away, looking for Jake Pryor, and Pryor on the ground, tips it away. You've got to be kidding me. Baseline, AV is on fire right now, getting everything to go. Dakota Jones in on the action. Five different Tigers on the scoring board. Unreal.
Gibbs with the great assist at the end of that.
17-12. And now Miller has it knocked away, and he touches it last as it goes out of bounds. AV with a five-point lead and possession in the front court with the inbounds to come.
That was impressive full-court press defense. You can tell Ellington, it's in their head a little bit. They might have been a bit overconfident coming in, especially with a 7-0 start to this game. They're down by five now.
Pressure bust pipes or makes diamonds. We're seeing a leaky pipe right now. Arcadia Valley with Jake Pryor. Takes it towards the center circle. Offset right with a right-hand dribble. Crossover move. Drives inside. Kicks out. Looking for an open shooter. Defense closing quickly. That defense closed quick enough for Fitzgerald to end up with a basketball. Outlet pass. Marshawn Morrissey leisurely brings it down the court. Cross-court pass. Fitzgerald, the trigger man on the three. Long. Windex. Yes, sir. Back up and in. Marshawn Morrissey with another second-chance opportunity for the Ellington Whippets. He's a beast. Now back the other way. A foul's going to be called as the pass from the top of the key over to Pryor on the left wing. And a reach. Going to put Pryor at the stripe.
Fitzgerald knew it as soon as he did it. And that's his second foul. And already, six fouls on the whip. It's only three for the Tigers by comparison.
Beg your pardon. They will actually have him on the inbounds.
A couple subs now for AV. You've got Tatum Jones and Peyton Whited both coming back in.
Baseline inbounds, up to the top of the key, finds Tatum, who just came back in. Pryor will drive through the paint, left-handed, off glass, and it rolls in. Pryor is a determined man tonight, and you can see it. Miller in the backcourt, three touches just to get it across midcourt. Marshawn Morris, he drives down low. He's going to go for the and one, draws contact, flips it up with the right, and they're going to whistle him for the charge. Oh, man, I thought he did just enough to move around to the side, and now you've got both Morrissey and Sharp sitting with two fouls in the first quarter.
And that's seven already in the bonus for the Tigers on the next defensive foul.
AV is in great position. Wren brings it up the floor, a pass over to the right to Dakota. Trying to go inside to Pryor, and another foul is going to be called on the Whippets. It's bonus time. With 52.4, AV a five-point lead, and Jake Pryor headed to the free throw line. Wren comes off as Dylan Huff comes on for AV. Eight fouls now on Ellington. The shot goes up and down for Pryor.
I'm waiting for them to post it, but I believe that was Richards getting it first.
I believe so. The second for Pryor. Good. He has been just about perfect in every aspect tonight. An inbound pass thrown away, and here's Tatum Jones running through the paint. Marshawn Morris, he pulls down the rebound, and he'll be fouled after pulling down the board. And they should call that one on Tatum Jones. We'll see.
So again, because we're on the stage, we can't really see when the officials give the number to the table, and we have to rely on the scoreboard, who has not been much help.
I feel like it's 51.
It is,
there
Jones,
it is.
Yes.
Well, now Ellington does get the inbounds done right, but the third pass, not so much. A foul will be called as they're trying to get the ball to Marshawn Morrissey.
So they had him triple-teamed at center court, and they all kind of just ran into him. You can't do that.
It was a mid-court triangle and two.
And this could come into play because now we're already to six fouls on Arcadia Valley, eight on Ellington. Free throws come into play. You got to keep in mind, AV hasn't missed yet. They're 11 of 11. Ellington is 1 of 4.
Yeah, it's definitely going to come into play.
It was Gibbs' first foul.
Fouls piling up in the first 7 minutes and 15 seconds. The inbounds in the backcourt. 40 seconds on the opening quarter clock. Into the front court to Miller. Miller from wing to wing and trying to find Fitzgerald. He can't contain it. Gibbs going back the other way, loses it, and it's going to be Ellington basketball with 31-9. Gibbs just lost it off his hip. Wow. The inbounds will come from Justin Tripp. The Whippets have to go the length of the floor. To Devontae Miller. Back to Tripp. Under their own basket. Now Miller trapped. The double team trying to close. Full court pressure. They find Marshawn Morrissey. A look pass and
line. It's taken away. Pryor saw it all day, every day. Back the other way, and they can't finish. 15 on the clock. Tripp pulls down the board. He's going to slow things down in the backcourt. 10 seconds to Morrissey. He'll hand it off to Devontae. 6, 5, get your clock running. Inside, Morrissey draws the foul and gets the bucket. Wow. 3.5 on the clock. They run every person around the floor. Just about everybody touches the ball in a 7-second span. They go to Morrissey. He gets contact and the bucket.
Go to Jones, his first foul. That's now 6 on the Tigers. And you got to wonder, can these teams maintain this pace for 4 quarters? If someone gets tired, that's going to be who breaks in this game.
Here's Morrissey at the line trying to convert the 3-point play and does so. Here's Pryor with 1 second. Pulls up, gets it off, and off the back of the
iron. It looked so good.
It looked money. But A.V., the 5, leads the 1, 21-17 after the first quarter of play. We'll be back in 30 seconds to start quarter number 2 for just the first game of the night on J98.
The new ownership at Lenny's in Lesterville would like to invite you to stop by for lunch or dinner. With an expanded menu, they have all your favorites. Grab a bowl of hot chili to warm up these cold winter days and a fountain soda to wash it away. Now with Thursday specials, make Lenny's your go-to meal place. Come in or call it in at 573-637-2506. That's Lenny's in Lesterville, located on the corner of Highway 21 and Peola Road.
I might be as exhausted as they are. It's hard to say. That was a wild opening quarter, 21-17. Arcadia Valley leading the Ellington Whippets. And we were saying before the break, Jordan, can they keep this pace? And I was looking through some of the names. There's a lot of cross-country runners for AV.
Well, just because of the foul tallies, though, this second quarter is going to slow down
a lot
because we're going to go already. You got 8 on Ellington, 6 on Arcadia Valley. So we're going to be shooting a lot of free throws in this second quarter. And that definitely plays to the advantage of the Tigers based on the numbers so far.
I feel like being a broadcast, I don't think you should call it being in the bonus. Not much of a bonus. Free throws are anything but free. That's going to really be an impact in the rest of this first half, as the Arcadia Valley Tigers will open the second quarter with the basketball and the lead, 21-17. Jake Pryor has it over on the right wing, to the left wing, to Wren. A one-touch pass to Pryor on the left block, and the whistle comes in. And did they just call a tie-up? Wow.
They did.
That was quick to call the tie-up. And now we'll see some substitutions for Arcadia Valley. We'll see Gibbs come on and Huff head off.
You have Pryor, Whited, Jones, Wren, and Gibbs on the floor for the Tigers.
And you have Sharp and Morrissey, each with 2 fouls on the floor for the Whippets, with Tripp, Fitzgerald, and Richards. Here's Morrissey at the top of the key. Over to the wing, and a walk as he shuffled the feet and gets Sharp. He's going to take the practice 3 and miss it anyway. Well, that will give AV the basketball. 7:30 to go in the first half. 21-17, the Tigers on top of the Whippets. Wren across midcourt, heels on the center circle. Pass to his right, back to him, around the horn, over the left side. From wing to wing, it stops with Whited. Up top, quick trigger on the 3, it's Wren, off back iron, shot won't fall. Rebound won by Richards. He's going to corral the basketball, clear some space, and get it over to Fitzgerald. Tripp at the 1, brings it across. Inside to Fitzgerald. A one-touch pass by Morrissey. Can Richards finish? Oh, boy, that was fancy.
Marshall.
Showing off the nasty assist moves right there. A 2-point game. AV trying to hold on to their lead at 21-19. Inside, Pryor, left block. And it's blocked by Marshawn Morrissey. The outlet pass to Fitzgerald into the front court to Tripp. In between the circles, it's Morrissey. He'll drive, switch hands in the air, flip it up, and get it to go. Marshawn Morrissey running the floor like a point guard at 6'4", and every bit of 240. Timeout called by Coach Ricky Turnbull of the Arcadia Valley Tigers as we're tied up once again. Now 21-all, 6:21 to go in the first half. I want to thank some of our sponsors of this broadcast, like McCormick Ellington Telecom of Ellington, Clearwater R1 School District,
First State Community Bank, all locations, and Orange Blossom Cafe in Ellington.
And Morris, the first player to double digits with that last basket at 10. I also have him with four rebounds and three or four assists as well. He's done a great job of dishing it to his teammates when Arcadia Valley tries to collapse on him.
He's a nimble big man, isn't he?
He is.
All of our stats brought to you by Eric Schweiss, your State Farm agent. We'll have our stats of the game after each contest tonight, and we'll provide stats throughout the contest as well. So as we get set to come out of the timeout, Miller, Sharp, Richards, Tripp, Morrissey on the floor for the Whippets. It is Wren, Whited, Chakota, Pryor, and Gibbs on the floor for the Arcadia Valley Tigers. Tied at 21, AV has it in the front court, around the horn from wing to wing. Stops on the left side, comes back up top, back to the right side we go. And a pass is tipped and taken away. Sharp in transition, flips it with one hand, rears it back, and slams it home. Look out, young fella, he's coming through. 23-21, Ellington takes the lead with six to go in the second quarter. AV back the other way, a corner three. Strong on the shot. Sharp up for the board. Morrissey in transition. Back to back. Slam. Arcadia Valley getting filthy in transition. Pryor, transition three. Short on the shot. Now Ellington will slow it down as Richards pulls down the board. Sharp in the backcourt. Crossover dribble across the timeline. Inside they go. Low block. Outside pass. Trying to get something set up and compressed and stretched this zone. And Arcadia Valley's got going on right now. Sharp at the volleyball stripe, at the attack line, backs out to the midcourt. Crossover dribble, trying to shake Whited. Can't do so, has to get rid of the ball. Lob pass, down low, Richards back to the basket. Pump fake, trying to find Morrissey. Knocked away by Pryor. Bodies on deck. Everybody sliding through. Wren has it, outlet pass over there to Gibbs. Gibbs drives, blocked away by Marshawn. He's been all over down in the low block. It's been a battle between the inside presence of Ellington and the guards of the Arcadia Valley Tigers. A whistle comes in and lets me breathe.
White had got a great steal after Ellington got it back, and he was able to draw the foul off that. So that's nine now on Ellington. It's the first on Devontae Miller, and it's a 1-1 for White.
And White did 2-for-2 at the stripe.
Team is 11-for-11.
See if they can keep the streak going. Off back iron, tipped out of bounds by AV, and Ellington will have it. The Tigers still looking for their first points of the second quarter.
That was the first foul we've had of the second quarter coming 3 minutes in.
Very surprising. The inbounds from Sharp to Tripp. Back to Sharp as he runs the left side of the floor. Over to Tripp, bounce pass to Sharp. Double team closes. Now, open look on the left elbow. Inside pass to Morrissey. Up and under. He'll finish with the right hand. He's fouled and going to the free throw line. What do you even do about it?
There's not much you can do. It's Dakota Jones now with two fouls. Seven on the Tigers.
Unreal presence down low.
He's already got 14 in the game, looking to make it 15 with the free throw.
2 of 5 at the line. 2 of 6 at the line. Rebound pulled down by the Tigers. Pryor brings it up the floor, stops on the right wing. He'll dribble over to his left, kick left to Wren. Wren will bring it in between the circles, around to the far corner, stops with Pryor, back around. They've got an open look from the left wing with Wren. Nothing but nylon, baby. AV's going to keep this thing a game. Wren buries the triple from the left wing.
And that's their first three of the game.
27-24. Miller in the far corner for the Whippet. Up top to Sharp. Around the horn they go. Baseline. Richards has it. Double team closes. Has to get rid of it. Finds Tripp. A wild pass from corner to corner to Miller. Miller kicks right wing to Sharp. Shot won't fall. Richards cleans it up and gets the put back to go. It's the second chance opportunities that are killing AV right now. You take those away, it's not even close. AV's running with it. The second chance points keeping Ellington in it and out front at this moment. 29-24. Wren on the left wing, guarded by Tripp. Around they go to Pryor. Far corner, fading, triple, and it rolls all the way around the rim, 360 degrees, and falls in.
That shouldn't have worked. Defense was all over it. Doesn't matter.
Point game once again now, 29-27. Sharp lobs it down low in the block. Richards pulls up from 3 feet. Easy money there for Richards. 6 points in the quarter, 31-27. The Whippets back out front. 3:10 to go in the first half. Pryor on the right wing, guarded by Miller. He's got a mouse in the house. He's not going to go with it. Over to the left, it's Wren. Dribble drive. Up and over the defense. Too strong. Rebound won by Morrissey. He's going to be the de facto one for the Whippets, the largest point guard I've seen. Over to his right, finds Tripp. Double team closes. Skip pass taken away by Pryor. AV down by four. 3 minutes to play. Pryor dribbles, drive, inside, right-hand runner, goes out on the rim, and Pryor's got it going in back-to-back quarters. A two-point game once again, 29-31. The Whippets lead in half possession. No-look pass, Richards from the elbow. Can't get the shot to go. Gets his own board. Goes back up. Off glass. Banks open. Thanks for State Community. Richards will use it. 8 points in the quarter. All second chance. Pryor leisurely with the right hand. Kicks left to Wren. Wren picks up the dribble. Lobs the pass. One touch. Whited to Pryor. Screen set. Pryor won't use it. Has the ball knocked away on the dribble drive. Can't corral it to get the shot up. A tip drill on the board. Won by Richards and the Whippets. He'll let Tripp have the basketball and bring it across. Still trying to do so. Back down. Spin. Finds Morrissey. Over two defenders. Gets a miss. And it's Pryor back the other way. The outlet pass to Gibbs. Gibbs has the defense closed. And it's ripped away. He goes up. And a tie-up call. Good call down there. Down low between Gibbs and Hubbard to get that call right. Possession arrow favors AV. 33-29, Whippets lead, 1:45 on the second quarter clock.
Here's a stat for you. Jacob Richards, 6 rebounds for the Whippets. AV as a team has 6. Right now the rebound, it is 16-6 in favor of the Whippets.
And that's the story of the game. Oh, a beautiful play on the inbound. Gets Wren an open look from straightaway three, but it won't fall. And it's knocked out of bounds by the Tigers. That puts the clock stopped at 1:40. The four-point edge for Ellington at 33-29.
Colton Day just checked in, and Gibbs comes out.
First time we've seen Colton Day. Tripp the inbound, throws it up, lets his big man and Sharp go up and get it, using the 6'6 frame. He'll bring it across midcourt, runs into solid defense, has to pick up the dribble, over to Marshawn to reset, and a foul going to be called on Wren right there in front of us. And that will put Sharp at the line for the front end of a 1-1.
And Wren was kind of talking to Pryor after the play, saying, what'd I do? But he pretty obviously got his hands on the sides. And these refs are calling it a pretty tight contest.
Yeah, they're not letting much go. And they're being decisive about it. So
they've been consistent. That's what you asked for.
Right.
Because players and coaches can adjust if the refs are consistent with what they're doing.
Wesley Sharp toes the line, flicks the wrist. It rolls off front iron and in. His first point since starting the Whippets off with their first 7. 34-29, a five-point edge in favor of Ellington. Second attempt, good. 2 for 2 from the line on that trip for Wesley Sharp. A six-point lead, 35-29, 1:25. Quick trigger on the triple for Wren, strong off back iron. There's Marjan with another board. Outlet pass to Devontae Miller. Back up to Marshawn is going to throw baseline looking for Sharp, and Sharp going to be whistled as he was trying to flush on two Tigers, and they weren't having it. But not in my gym, son. Put Sharp back at the line. Another foul on Pryor. That's 2.
And that was close. Pryor thought it was a clean block. We're right behind the basket, but the referees, you know, they got a better look than we do.
I'm surprised they called it on Pryor. Truthfully, I thought it was going to go on Jones.
On the body,
yeah. Free throw, rattles out for Wesley Sharp, 6'6", senior. A fancy flush early on in this one. Second attempt from the stripe. Gets that one to go. He's 3 of 4 on the contest. 10 points for him now. 1:05 on the clock, 36-29, Whippets lead. The Tigers have possession in the front court, down in the low block. You got to get it out of there. On the left wing, it stops with Gibbs. He'll dribble up top, throws it to Whited. Whited, a long three from the right wing, can't get it to go, tipped up, and the rebound comes down to Wesley Sharp. 45 on the clock. A pass to Tripp.
into the front court on the wing to Richards. Richards goes up top, and it's tipped away, but somehow saved by Wesley Sharp, just using the wingspan. Throws over here to the wing to Tripp. Tripp goes inside to Marshawn Morris. He bounced past to Richards. He draws the defense, waits long enough, skips one to Richards, and gets the bucket. 10 points for Richards in the quarter. That's three whippets in double figures. Pryor lobs to his left to Colton Day. Now into the wing, back up top, trying to kill clock, get the last shot off. Whited on the right wing. 5-4. Pryor has it. Dribble drive. Kick the three. Good at the buzzer. Off front iron. Won't fall. And that will send us to the break. The Whippets, after two quarters of play, 38-29, using a big second quarter to erase the deficit and take a 9-point edge into the locker room. 38-29, the Whippets lead. We'll be right back with our Coles Tractor and Equipment halftime show, and we'll break down some of our stats of the game that are brought to you by State Farm agent Eric Schweiss. We'll be back in 2 minutes on J98.
You know, all the good jobs require more than a high school diploma, and you know college grads make much more than non-grads. Jefferson College has quality academics, friendly atmosphere, and student-focused education. Visit jeffco.edu or call 636-797-3000.
This sports report brought to you by Crown Chevrolet, home of an unbeatable deal.
When you have a concrete job, Polite Ready Mix is the name to remember. Polite Ready Mix has been in business for 3 decades, and they're locally owned and operated, with 8 locations servicing Washington, Iron, St. Francis, and now Reynolds and Carter counties. And in addition to their already great service, Polite Ready Mix offers several trucks and a concrete conveyor. Contact the Polite Ready Mix nearest you for a no-obligation estimate today. That's Polite Ready Mix.
At American Family Insurance, we help protect what you've achieved so you can fearlessly go after your dreams. For auto, home, business, and life, contact us today. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Life Mutual Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Ronnie Gibbs at Ronnie Gibbs Agency, Pilot Knob in Fredericktown, 573-546-7101.
Kim, the owner of Ellington Auto Supply, remind you that they carry all the items you need for your auto parts needs with more than 30 years of auto parts knowledge and experience. They've got you covered. And if it's not in stock at Ellington Auto Supply, well, they can order it with next day delivery. That's Ellington Auto Supply, where they treat you like family. Ellington Auto Supply, visit them today.
McCormick Networks is a recognized leader in voice and data technology and has been providing communication services to the region for over a century. McCormick Networks can help streamline your business and enhance productivity. Their certified technicians and engineers will design a communication system or computer network specifically for your needs. They're a proud supporter of the area's talented athletes and is pleased to sponsor KTJJ's broadcast of this year's 90th annual Arcadia Valley Tournament. Good luck, Whippets, and happy holidays from your friends at McCormick, your network specialist.
Halftime show. We are halfway through the first game of our doubleheader tonight, and it has been outrageous through the first 16 minutes of play. After one quarter, it was 21-17 in favor of the Arcadia Valley Tigers. Well, after two quarters, 38-29, in favor of the Ellington Whippets. So AV held to an 8-point second quarter by the Ellington Whippets. And when you start to add up the numbers, you have Marshawn Morrissey, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 points for Morrissey in the half. You had 12 in the second quarter for Jacob Richards. He's sitting at 16 at the break. For Wesley Sharp, he sits at 10. You know, you have three Whippets in double figures right now, but they're the only three that have even scored for Ellington. Another thing that sticks out a whole lot is really the rebounding totals. You have Marshawn Morrissey with 6, Jacob Richards with 6, Justin Tripp with 3, Sharp now with 2, and Fitzgerald has 1. And you look at Arcadia Valley, you have 2 for Gibbs, 2 for Pryor, 1 for both Wren and Whited. And that's really been the deciding factor in the game so far. second chance points and second chance opportunities made by Ellington. And the rebound total will show you right there when, as a team, AV has six total rebounds. Two guys for Ellington have six rebounds just by themselves in Richards and Morrissey. You look at the scoring totals, you have Richards with 16 leading the way for the Ellington Whippets. For Arcadia Valley, a much better job spreading the basketball around. When you have a seven-point first half from Austin Wren, 13-point first half from Jake Pryor. You get two from Dakota Jones, five from Isaiah Gibbs, and two from Peyton Whited. A lot of it has come from the free throw line. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 of the Tigers' 29 points coming from the free throw line. And really that's been what kept them in it in the first quarter, was their efficiency at the stripe, making the most of their opportunities at the free throw line. But just the second chance opportunities have been just too much for Arcadia Valley to overcome. And when you have size like that, I mean, we've seen two or three just stellar drives for both Marshawn Morrissey driving through the lane and flushing with two hands. We saw Wesley Sharp with a one-handed just flat-out tomahawk finish, and it was just unbelievable to see that. Thank you. We got a delivery of wonderful hospitality from the folks at Arcadia Valley providing us, and they're just taking care of us, bringing us some refreshment as we go through our halftime show. Wonderful venue, a great environment at this place, and Jordan, he's out getting the info and everything for our second game. But it's the first time he's ever been a part of this, and just being at this event or experiencing this event one time, it's a bucket list kind of thing. To open up the season in an environment like this, there's just nothing like it. So one more time through the scoring totals is all of our stats throughout the evening. All stats brought to you by State Farm agent Eric Schweitz, who is going to sponsor our stats of the game at the end of each contest. We'll have all of those ready to go. I want to appreciate Eric Schweitz jumping on for our stat sponsor. Appreciate Coles Tractor and Equipment for sponsoring the halftime, pregame, and postgame for the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament as well. The leading scorer, Jake Pryor, with 13 for the Arcadia Valley Tigers. Leading the way for the Ellington Whippets is Jacob Richards with 16 points, three Whippets in double figures, just one Arcadia Valley Tiger in double figures, and a big, big advantage in the rebound department for the Ellington Whippets. We've still got about 6 minutes or so until we start the second half of play between Ellington and Arcadia Valley, with the Whippets a 9-point edge at 38-29. We'll take a 2-minute pause and come back to our Coles Tractor and Equipment halftime show up next on J98.
The Clearwater School District in Piedmont would like to take this opportunity to wish the best of luck to all the players in the AV Thanksgiving Tournament. The Clearwater School District knows that it takes a lot of time, dedication, and hard work to be a winning team. The Tigers have shown that they have what it takes to succeed. And the Clearwater School District sends the best of luck to all the players in the AV Thanksgiving Tournament.
We don't want to be the ones to break the news, but Christmas is coming, and Fisher Furniture has free layaway. If you're looking for a gift that takes their breath away, start here and start now. Easy payments that you set, and we can have the gift ready to surprise when Christmas gets here. So yes, give that great television the brand new range or that comfy power recliner, and we can help. Get ready for Christmas at Fisher Furniture, Highway 21 in Ironton. If you're ready for the best burger and shake that you'll find anywhere, Spooner's in Ellington should be your destination. In fact, they specialize in the juiciest Spooner burger you'll ever eat. But you can also find other delicious made-to-order items on their menu. Just to name a few, the Spooner Joe, Chicken Tender Sandwich, BLT Wrap Taco Salad, and the list goes on. And at Spooner's, you can't leave without some of their soft-serve ice cream. That's Spooner's on North 2nd Street in Ellington, where your spoon runneth over.
The Orange Blossom Florist in Ellington. Their name is known for the most beautiful floral arrangements in the area. Plus, you can shop for gifts like fragrant Swan Creek candles, willow tree figurines, and they now carry wood wick candles and more. That's the Orange Blossom Florist just down from Black River Electric on Main Street in Ellington. open Monday through Friday 9 to 5 and Saturday 9 to noon, or call 573-663-7070.
The entire faculty and staff of the Arcadia Valley R2 School District would like to take this time to wish the Arcadia Valley Tigers all the best in the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. Teamwork is important to excel in sports, and that teamwork has proven to be successful for the Arcadia boys basketball team. You have what it takes to be winners and successful in your future. Good luck to the Arcadia Valley Tigers from everyone at the Arcadia Valley School District.
Half of our first of two games tonight. And at the break, it's the Ellington Whippets, a 38-29 lead over the Arcadia Valley Tigers. And really, you didn't realize it was happening the way it happened in the second quarter, but just an 8-point second quarter for Arcadia Valley. And it just happened on the glass, really.
Yeah, in that first quarter, a lot of their points came at the free throw line. They weren't able to get to the line much in the second quarter, and I think that's something they definitely need to do in the second half, is try to draw those fouls, you know, drive inside, try to get some easy contact, get a few cheap ones, because I think that's going to be Arcadia Valley's best bet, getting points at the free throw line if they want to get back and climb out of the 9-point hole they're in.
And you know, Jordan, early on, when Ellington was really kind of finding their flow early in this game, it turned into a full court game. And that was where AV really started to turn the ball over and really get things going. If you're the Tigers, you've got to get them out of the half-court set. Because once they get set up, the way that Marshawn's been passing the ball tonight, he's deadly, because you have to respect him when he comes into the paint.
And Morrissey's in a position right now where he could legitimately get a triple-double with assists as the third category. He's already got 5 or 6 assists in this game.
I don't know the exact number, but of the times that I've covered Ellington, probably 25% of the time he gets a triple-double. Every time that I've ever covered him, he's had a double-double. There's never been a Marshawn Morrissey game I covered where he didn't have a double-double.
And right now, that's a big advantage for Ellington. He and Richards both have 6 rebounds apiece, so both of those guys are on pace for a double-double. And Arcadia Valley just has to do a better job on the board. All those second and third chance opportunities that Ellington's getting is hurting them right now. So Arcadia Valley, it's tough to be stronger when a team's outsizing you, but as much as people like to talk about with rebounding, oh, it's about just being bigger, that's important.
Right.
But so much of that is positioning and being
right
in the right spot as well, and that's what the Tigers have to do better.
And when you have a big body like Morrissey down low, when he sets his foundation, you almost have to pull the chair out from under him, because otherwise he's just going to use his size against you, and there's nobody that's going to match him physically on the floor.
And I would expect both teams are going to be pretty aggressive here in the start of the third quarter. Both teams had some foul trouble in the first quarter, really calmed down on the fouls a lot in the second. So as of right now, nobody has more than 2 individually. So no one's in trouble. So that means you can be a little bit more aggressive to start the third quarter as far as your defense.
It was a wild, fast-paced opening quarter. It was an aggressive quarter. And it forces you to go full Gus Johnson and just kind of let it loose. And
I was waiting for you to have a heart attack there at some point, Matt.
You know, at the end of the game, I don't think I'm going to have a voice. I'm going to have to just not talk, like that'll ever happen, for a whole day, and just figure out how I'm going to have a voice again for tomorrow. Because this is like the eve of crazy. Tonight is the eve of crazy. When tomorrow happens, it's just otherworldly loud in here.
And of these two semifinals, too, this is the matchup that we figured would be the less competitive of the two. And so far, Arcadia Valley has been right in this game. The South Iron West County game should be tied as well. And who knows how this one's going to finish out.
I think it's safe to say the Fire Marshal's a fan of basketball. Just about to get started for the second half of play. Just a few ticks left on the half clock. And it looks like we're set and ready. Sharp, Fitzgerald, Tripp, Morrissey, Richards for the Whippets. Whited, Wren, Fryer, Gibbs, and Tatum Jones.
Starting 5 for both teams, back out there to start the third.
And it'll be the Whippets that open up the third quarter with the basketball. They will be working away from us, or right to left, if you will, into the corner. It's Wesley Sharp, a quick trigger, pull up, short, rebound to Jake Pryor in Arcadia Valley. Now you saw a lot more Tigers anticipating and setting up for that board. Up top, Wren, round the horn, over to the right side, on the wing to Whited. Now we're seeing a zone, a 3-2 set up by Ellington. Pryor on the wing. In between the circles and around the horn we go once again. In the far corner, down to Tatum, up top to Wren.
We haven't had very many drawn-out possessions like this all game.
No, they're just trying to crack the zone, and there's the first attempt from Pryor from the near corner. Shot won't fall. Rebound, Morrissey. And the zone definitely, I don't think, was anticipated coming out. And now we're starting to see a little bit of the same from the Tigers on the other end of the floor as Richards gets trapped in the corner. Up to the wing to Fitzgerald. From wing to wing on the right side, Tripp back to Fitzgerald. Inside to Marshawn, one touch outside. Here's Tripp from the right side. Nothing but nylon. Tripp hits the triple to start the scoring in the second half for the Whippets. Back the other way, Pryor on the wing. Back to the 3-2 setup. AV in between the circles with Wren. A handoff exchange to Pryor. Now they're going to rotate and start to run a play. On to the wing. Right in front of us in the corner, it's Jake Pryor guarded by Richards. Screen set. Good rotation on defense by the Whippets. AV trying to get something going here. Trying to find some space. Over to the wing, a head fake, dribble drive down low, loses the basketball. Kick out Wren from the far side for three. Yes! Wren sparked the Arcadia Valley Tigers.
And turnover. Oh, Ellington got it back.
The Whippets. Starting to feel the pressure, and this is how AV started to get things going. A foul of the trailing defense, and they're going to snag Whited on that personal. Just trying to reach from behind. The inbounds will come from D. Fitzgerald. It's Parker Foshi in the house. Jared Jones, Blake Barlow. The inbounds from the sideline into the backcourt. Fitzgerald to Tripp. Back to Fitzgerald on the left wing. Face up guarded by Whited. Around the horn, Marshawn Morrissey in the corner. Never put the dribble down. Throws it nearly away. Saved by Tripp. Double team comes his way, and he's going to get called. Oh, man, they call a foul before the walk. Wow. I thought for sure he picked up the foot, but the foul came. They were going to say he got bumped off the pivot.
Wren was a bit frustrated there because very light contact for his second personal.
Very light contact. The inbounds into the backcourt. Wesley Sharp brings it across the timeline. Bounce pass right wing to Tripp. Tripp fakes the pass, lobs it. Now Sharp has it tipped away, and now bodies on the floor. Richards has it ripped away. They're going to call the tie-up prior. The arrow favors the Ellington Whippets, or the Arcadia Valley Tigers, beg your pardon. Going to have to do some shoe cleaning on the far side, trying to clean some moisture.
Devontae Miller checking in for the Whippets.
Going to swap out for Tripp. The Tigers have to go full length of the floor as the inbounds comes in to Wren. Over to Whited. Gibbs goes inside, low block down there. Pryor up and over the defense, and Pryor muscles his way to two. Devontae Miller just trying to get something going in the backcourt. Three Tigers keeping it from bringing it across the timeline. Finally, a pass gets to Marshawn Morrissey. He goes block to find Richards. Head fake, shot up off the glass, hits the rim, then falls in. Richards has got it going tonight. 18 points. 43-34, the lead stays at 9 for Ellington. Wren at the top of the key. Looks left, looks right, passes. A one touch from Whited to Gibbs in the corner. Back up to Whited on the wing, crossover dribble, can't find the room. Now into the corner, it's Gibbs, guarded by Morrissey. Pryor on the right elbow, kicks it up top. Wren for three! He gets another one.
His third of the game.
Sharp with a baseline inbounds. Lobs it to Richards. He has to elevate just to go up and get it. 43-37. The Whippets lead and have the basketball knocked away from behind, but out of bounds on Whited. It will stay with the Whippets.
Almost knocked into a guy standing on the baseline with crutches. That's dangerous.
That's not, if something goes out of bounds here, it hits a person. There's no room anywhere.
No.
Sharp lobs it in. On the wing to Fitzgerald. Back into the corner. Quick trigger. Sharp for three. Nylon, baby. got 13, pushes the lead back to 9. Pryor across the timeline, hands it off to Wren. Wren in between the circles, passes left, one-touch pass from the wing to the block. Back out, trying to compress the zone. Up top, Wren, quick trigger again. That was a heat check. The rebound comes down to Gibbs, trying to throw it off of Richards to get it going out of bounds. Here's Sharp in transition off of the little flip with the right hand, gets it to go, and Wesley Sharp now with 15. Pryor across the timeline, head fakes, kicks it over to the left wing. Around, they'll swing it. Wren with a quick three. Off front iron, no good. Sharp with the board. He'll lob it over to Marshawn Morrissey down the right side of the floor. Inside, kicks out, open three. Yes, Devontae Miller with a clean look from outside. A beautiful pass from Morrissey. And a timeout called by the coach of the Arcadia Valley Tigers, Coach Ricky Turnbow. And things are starting to wind or unravel for Arcadia Valley, and Ellington Whippets starting to wind it up. 3:08 to go in the third quarter, 51-37 our score. Back in 30 seconds on J98.
Lesterville Schools would like to take this opportunity to wish the Lesterville Bearcat basketball team the best of luck in the Thanksgiving tournament. You're a great team and have proven that you have what it takes to be winners. Everyone at Lesterville Schools is proud of the Bearcats and their coaches. Good luck on winning the tournament. Be safe and have fun. This message brought to you by the Lesterville Schools. Go Bearcats!
Arcadia Valley High School for the 90th Thanksgiving Basketball Tournament. 90 years strong and just as exciting as ever. 51-37 our score.
I can't imagine basketball looked much like it does now back in 1927 when they started this thing.
Well, if you think about it, that was before they even thought basketball was a coachable sport. This tournament started really before basketball was a thing, which is totally bizarre, before Kansas's James Naismith invented basketball and the rules and everything. You're welcome, guys. You know, it's really older than basketball in a sense. 3 minutes to go in the third. The Tigers down 37-51. They've got the basketball. Up top to Whited. Around it swings from wing to wing. And a steal in transition. Wesley Sharp out on the run. Flushes with two hands. And that's the third dunk of the night for the Ellington Whippets. 53-37 the score. Whited brings it across. Trying to get the ball inside. Huff has it knocked away. Sharp back in transition. You better look out, young fella.
Called offensive foul.
They are going
to... No, they changed his mind. He signaled offensive initially.
He's going to say the shot, it was not in the act of shooting, the foul on the floor. So now the inbounds come from the baseline.
Whited gets his third. That's three on the Tigers. And Ellington, remember, they had 8 fouls in the first quarter. They have not gotten a single foul here in the third.
Coach Pete probably letting them know in the locker room. There's Morrissey from outside. Well off the mark. There are some things he can't do all the time. Here's Pryor catching one from the wing, driving inside, pull up, trying to get the defense to bite, kicks it outside, gets a good look from the corner, and the shot is short from Whited. Goes out of bounds. It will be the Whippets basketball. 2:19 to play in the third. Looks like Miller will have the inbound. Brandon Hubbard bounces in the ball, one of our Zebras tonight. Devontae gets it in to Marshawn. Crossover in the backcourt, trying to shake Pryor between the legs. Pryor sticks with him like glue. Shakes him. Oh, what a pass right there. How did he even get that to go around? Gets the ball back down low. Marshawn Morrissey fading from the block across the paint. He is good. He's pretty good.
He's got great body control.
He really does, especially for his size. Here's Pryor showing off some body control, floating through the paint, putting off the shot. It rattles out, and the board won by Wesley Sharp in the Whippets. Back the other way. Pull up from the elbow, an ugly shot, trying to get the foul call, didn't get it, flicks the hands to the sky and comes back down on defense. Pryor trying to outrun everybody, and an offensive foul, Marshawn Morrissey set up, and he milked that one a little bit, and Pryor gets called for the offensive foul.
So I think he did get the feet set.
He did.
There is a little bit of extra, of course, and now we're going to get a timeout, it appears, from Ellington.
And now we're going to come up and clean up the... sweat off the hardwood. 55-37 the score, with the Ellington Whippets leading at the timeout called. We'll step aside for 30 seconds and be right back on J98.
Don's Place in Ellington, the home of quality Clark Gasoline, invites you to stop in and check out their great stuff food and hot stuff pizza. Anytime is a good time for hot stuff. How about a smash hit sub made fresh to order and fast? Don's Place is open 7 days a week to serve your needs with quality Clark Gasoline or hot stuff food. Don's Place in Ellington, a proud supporter of the community they serve.
And from Arcadia Valley High School, as the Ellington Whippets extending a lead up to 55-37, 1:38 to play in the third. Inbounds from Devontae Miller to Wesley Sharp in the backcourt, guarded by Isaiah Gibbs. He'll cross over to the left, get across the timeline, into the front court, heels on the center circle. Lob pass, top of the key to Marshawn Morrissey. Crosses over the defender, left-hand dribble, bounce pass into the far corner, finds Justin Tripp. Triple dribble up to the top, in between the circles, takes it right, picks up the dribble, has to lob it, right elbow, turnaround, pull-up jumper, short from Sharp. Rebound, Jake Pryor. Here come the Tigers. They've got numbers. Pryor, what a move by Jake Pryor to elevate, hang, and then finish with a right hand off glass. Jake Pryor getting it done in all phases tonight. Miller and the Whippets back on the other end of the floor, trying to penetrate and kick back out. Morrissey on the right wing, face up guarded by Tatum Jones. Jones trying to reach in and get the basketball, forces Morrissey to pick up the dribble. Passes left wing, Wesley Sharp. Inside of a minute, a pass tipped away. Sharp goes and tips it back. Three tips later, it ends up in the hands of Devontae Miller. Miller, a handoff exchange with Sharp at the top of the key. Sharp, the pivot foot, back down, spin move, trying to bounce it inside, and thought he was going to get Morrissey to cut to the basket. The move never made and just skipped out of bounds. That will give the Tigers an opportunity to chip away at the deficit. They'll have the basketball to open up the fourth quarter. The bounce in from Gibbs to Whited. Across the timeline with a right-hand dribble. Reverses course, goes into the far corner, finds Gibbs with a good look at the three. Defense closed quickly, trying to drive baseline as Tatum Jones. Call for the walk. 14.7. And for Coach Turnbow, barking at his team, stay up, stay up, stay on pressure, stay on pressure. With 14, inbounds comes from Fitzgerald to Morrissey. Across the timeline with 10. Nearly lost the possession. Here's Richard slashing through the paint. Finds Marshawn Morrissey up and over with the right hand. Gets the bucket to go with 1 second. AV will never get the shot off. And 57-39 is the score after three quarters of play. And that is in favor of the Ellington Whippets. So we'll take a one-minute pause and come back for the fourth quarter of play for our first of two broadcast games tonight from the AV tournament. Back in a minute on the boot.
The Clearwater School District in Piedmont would like to take this opportunity to wish the best of luck to all the players in the AV Thanksgiving tournament. The Clearwater School District knows that it takes a lot of time, dedication, and hard work to be a winning team. The Tigers have shown that they have what it takes to succeed. And the Clearwater School District sends the best of luck to all the players in the AV Thanksgiving tournament.
The next time you're passing through Annapolis, make a quick stop at Cheryl's Mini Mart on Highway 49. They've got a little bit of everything: groceries, milk, snacks, even a deli. And don't forget their delicious buffet-style pizza. You can get your gas, lottery tickets, and much more, all in one quick and convenient stop. They are expanding with more seating, a bigger menu, daily specials, ATM, and more. Cheryl's Mini Mart, open 7 days a week. Wish the best of luck to South Iron Athletics.
Decide who will be able to play for a championship tomorrow. The Whippets, 57-39, the advantage. The inbounds comes to Fitzgerald. Right wing, Sharp, open look at the three, buries it. 60-39 in favor of Ellington. Quick trigger on the three in transition. It's Gibbs! He gets it to go. He got eight on the contest. Tripp in the backcourt over to Sharp, still trying to get across the timeline. A lob pass taken away. Who's going to end up with it? Bodies everywhere. Seven different guys touch it. And a timeout called by AV. What a hustle play by Gibbs to dive on the floor, wrap it up. Just in time for head coach Ricky Turnbow to call the timeout. What a play.
And even if Coach Turnbow didn't call it, I think Gibbs was trying to call it while also trying to cradle the ball like a baby.
He's got the arms wrapped and trying to find out a way to make a T with the hands. Oh, man, this game has been wild. What would you expect? Nothing less.
So with that, Arcadia Valley only has one timeout left, though. Ellington has three still.
Wow. Our coverage tonight brought to you by Cheryl's Mini Mart in Annapolis. Ellington Auto Supply of Ellington, American Families, Ronnie Gibbs of Ironton, and Lesterville Schools, of course, in Lesterville. Wesley Sharp, the quick trigger on the three to open up play in the fourth quarter. He's got 10 in the second half. He's got 20 on the ninth. All of our stats brought to you by State Farm agent Eric Schweiss, sponsoring our stats of the game. Well, after the AV timeout, 60-42, an 18-point edge for the Ellington Whippets. Time not on the side of the host, the Arcadia Valley Tigers. But the effort has been there from the start. The pass from Gibbs to Whited at the center circle. Left-hand dribble. Bounce pass to the wing to Gibbs. Gibbs, dribble drive, pull up from the baseline. Shot won't fall. Strong on the shot. Richards ends up with it. Gets it to Wesley Sharp, into the front court, Richards, D. Fitzgerald, over by the scorer's table. He's got a double team smothering him and gets the foul call as he drives along the side of the court. The foul's called. They'll have the inbound right in front of his head coach, Jeremy Peterson. Lobs it up to the top of the key to Sharp, down low. His pass is taken away by Pryor. It's a 4-on-3. Can they make the most of it? And a foul is going to be called on D. Fitzgerald. It was Dakota Jones trying to go up with the right hand. And Fitzgerald has grabbed wrist on the way up.
Got to give so much credit to Ellington's defense here in the second half. That's their first foul of the entire second half. This is the first time either team has shot a free throw in the second half.
That is impressive. They have been playing very smart and somehow still playing fast. Free throw, off back iron, off front iron, falls out.
AV was so strong in the first half in making free throws, they just haven't had a chance to go to the line, and with the fouls 5-1 right now, they're not really going to get many chances from them.
It's the first free throw they shot since the opening quarter, and they make it. Morrissey back the other way, under 7 to play. Crossover dribble, passes over the right wing, back inside, they go to the block, from block to block, from Morrissey to Richards. Turns around right-handed, and Richards has really been impressive tonight. Doesn't get the shot to fall, but man, he has just been a spark. You were wondering for who's going to be the third part of the trifecta for Ellington. That question has been answered. Pryor for AV, a deep three. Yes! Man, talk about some moxie. Talk about Jake Pryor.
He's got 20.
He's been so impressive tonight. Down low, Ellington with an easy opportunity. Richards loses the basketball. Fitzgerald ends up with it and draws a foul on his way to the rack.
That's number 6 on Arcadia Valley, so in the bonus the next time around, and I believe that's going to be number 4 on Dakota Jones.
Fitzgerald at the free throw line.
Indeed, it is on Jones.
Fitzgerald scoreless in the contest. No longer. The net hardly even moved.
They have to take Jones out with the fouls. Austin Wren's back in for him.
Wren was knocking some threes in. They're going to need that. Second for Fitzgerald. Money. 2-for-2 on the trip. The Whippets, 2-for-2 for free throws in the whole second half.
Fitzgerald comes out after making it. Miller's back in.
Here's Pryor across the timeline with a right hand. He'll pass to Wren. He'll take it up to the center circle. Wren to Whited. Back to Wren to reset the dribbles. Now back up top. Wren for the three. It rattles out. Marshawn Morrissey on the rebound. Had the outlet, and Sharp wanted it. Never even looked his way. Here's Sharp on the right wing. Double team comes. He'll fake the pass to Devontae Miller. Rotate, spins, goes through the baseline, and finishes. Just lulled the defense to sleep. There's Wren trying to bring it across and kick it into the far wing. Knocked away by Devontae Miller. Looking for Gibbs. It'll stay with Arcadia Valley. Inbounds from Wren up top to Whited. Back to Wren on the wing. Into the corner. It's Pryor driving baseline. Has position. Can he do anything with it? Little strong on the shot. Morrissey pulls down another rebound.
One away from a double-double.
They'll bring it across midcourt. Handoff exchange to Tripp. Tripp runs into a double team. And a foul's going to be called there on Gibbs. And
seven.
That is indeed the seventh.
Seven to one.
That is just a complete mirror image of how it started this game. Free throw up. Free throw will not fall for Tripp. AV back the other way. Pryor draws the foul, but Pryor to the shot. And when he gets ahead of steam, he's most likely going to draw a foul or get some points.
Miller gets his second. Got to keep in mind, in the first half when Arcadia Valley had the lead, a big reason was they were able to get a lot of free throws and make them. They haven't had a chance at the line in this game in the second half.
Pryor trying to drive baseline, closed off by Marshawn Morrissey. Big bodies in the paint, throwing off the rhythm. And this one's going to be knocked away, but it will stay with Arcadia Valley. 5:08 to play. They've got to get it going, 46-64. They trail the Ellington Whippets. Gibbs set to throw it in.
Fulton Day in. Austin Wren out for AV.
Throwing some fresh bodies in. It's Coach Ricky Turnbow trying to go with some shooters. Gibbs inbounds back to Gibbs. It's knocked away, and Wesley Sharp in transition is going to slow it up as he crosses midcourt. Lobs it over to Richards on the elbow. Up top to Morrissey. In the far corner to Devontae Miller. Defense closes quickly. In between the circles. Over to the left side. It's Sharp for three. Gets it to Dye on the back iron and trickles off and out. Rebound to A.V. Whited will bring it up the floor. Stops on the left wing. Picks up his dribble. Somebody's got to help him. Pryor does so. Nearly lost his footing. Now he's going to go through the paint. Hang and can't get the shot to go. Rebound to Marshawn. There's the double-double. He'll take it across midcourt, around Gibbs, into the paint, kicks out Sharp, good look. He'll drive baseline after the pump fake, tries to go block to Morrissey, knocked away, will stay with the whip it.
That was Pryor who knocked it out of bounds, and he's all over the place. You can definitely tell he's the guy who's going to be the leader of this team this year for AV.
He has the impact of two guys, and it's not an exaggeration, it's just unfathomable. The inbounds from the left side of the floor into Marshawn at the top of the key. He'll dribble drive down low and get called on the over-the-back foul going up after he missed the shot trying to fight for his rebound.
That'll be his third as Dee Fitzgerald will come back in for the Whippets. He brings Tripp out.
It's point guard by committee, Coach Peterson told us, between Miller, Tripp, and Fitzgerald.
They got Dakota Jones with four fouls. He's back in for AV and Gibbs to the bench.
You haven't seen too many guys come off the bench for Ellington, about a 7-8-man rotation.
Same for AV.
Touche. There's Pryor at the center circle trying to get a pass over the wing, trying to go back to Pryor. It was nearly taken away by Dee Fitzgerald, out of bounds off of Arcadia Valley, and the Whippets have the lead and possession with under four to play at 3:58, 64-46 in favor of the Whippets.
Wren back in. And Wren's been their best three-point shooter in the game. He's made three of them.
Here's Miller across the timeline for Ellington. Right wing, Morrissey. Puts it on the floor with the left hand. Tries to go with a cross-court pass, and Pryor rejects it into the front row. Fox hits at 3:46. Fitzgerald at the scorer's table, set to throw it in. Looking. Now gets into the backcourt to Morrissey. To the top of the key. The right-handed dribble. Shakes the defender. Has to pull up at the left block. No shot there for him. A pass behind him to Devontae Miller. They'll swing it back around. Find Morrissey in between the circles. Morrissey has it. Guarded by Tatum Jones. A crossover. And too handsy, they say, was Tatum Jones. He'll be called for that foul. The third on Tatum Jones.
That's number eight, so 1-1 for Morrissey.
Morrissey inconsistent tonight at the stripe. hits the front end. His first points of the fourth quarter. He has more rebounds in the second half than points. He could equal. And does so with a second free throw. So 4 points in the second half, 4 rebounds in the second half for Marshawn Morrissey. 16-10, not too shabby. Here's Pryor at the top of the key, into the corner, Wren, quick trigger, strong on the shot. And an over-the-back foul going to be called on Peyton Whited as he went over the back of Fitzgerald trying to get the board. That's 4 on Whited.
Back to the line will go with foul number 9, 20-point game. You know, even though it doesn't look like Arcadia Valley is going to have a chance to come back, I think you have to take this game overall. I think it's a positive.
Absolutely.
They did a lot of good things in this game and hung with a team that made it to state last year and I would say has a good chance of doing it this year.
Yeah, definitely a very impressive start to the contest for AV. Just the size is really the difference for Ellington so far. Driving baseline is Pryor. Misses a shot after getting a nice pass from Whited. Morrissey will go back the other way, trying to go block to block. Pryor takes it. Pryor in transition, trailing by Sharp. And Pryor heard footsteps, couldn't get it to go. But there to help him out, Dakota Jones. 2:35 to play, 66-48 in favor of the Whippets. Morrissey drives through the paint, one-on-one, shakes the defender, and an easy finish for Morrissey as Jones trying to avoid picking up his fourth foul. Here's Pryor, crossover dribble, pull-up jumper from the top of the key. Can't get the long-range straightaway shot to fall. Here's Morrissey with a good look at three, thought about it, got set up. Pryor closed quickly. And a timeout called on the floor by the Ellington Whippets with a 20-point edge, 68-48, 2:08 to play in this contest. It's a full timeout. We'll take it with them. Back in 1 minute on the boot.
West St. Francis School District is proud of the area they serve. The West St. Francis School District are very supportive of the community and will continue that support for years to come. A strong community is a good community to live in. They proudly support the area's fine students and athletes. They understand that hard work and dedication is what it takes to be successful. This message brought to you by your friends at West St. Francis School District.
The Orange Blossom Florist in Ellington. Their name is known for the most beautiful floral arrangements in the area. Plus, you can shop for gifts like fragrant Swan Creek candles, willow tree figurines, and they now carry wood wick candles and more. That's the Orange Blossom Florist just down from Black River Electric on Main Street in Ellington. Open Monday through Friday 9 to 5 and Saturday 9 to noon. Or call 573-663-7070.
We have 2:08 on the fourth quarter clock of our first of two broadcast games tonight. 68-48 our score currently with a one seed Ellington leading the five seed and the host, the Arcadia Valley Tigers. A lob pass from Morrissey to Sharp. Skies up to keep it in play. And they'll lob it back over to Marshawn. He'll dribble drive from the left block. Goes baseline up and under. The kid does it again. Marshawn Morrissey scoreless in the fourth quarter just moments ago. And now with 6. 1:40. And counting. AV running out of time. Gibbs thought about the trigger from the wing. A pass to the top of the key, nearly lost by Dylan Huff. Huff over to Gibbs. Face up guarded by Fitzgerald. Over to the right side there to Jacob Thompson making his first appearance of the night. A three from outside for Huff, or for Day rather, won't fall. And the rebound comes down. So Morrissey, he'll be fouled. So we'll see some more free throws. It stops the clock at 1:14. 48-70 with Morrissey headed to the stripe. So far on the night, 8 free throws attempted for Morrissey, 5 of 8. He flicks the wrist and gets it to die on the rim. It's going to fall. That's 21 for Morrissey. As Chad would say, blackjack. Put that on your bingo card. Second for Morrissey. Strong. Sharp just tried to go for the free throw, miss, putback slam, and almost got it. Here's in transition. Morrissey elevates and flushes. Marshawn Morrissey slams it home. If your over-under was at 3.5 on dunks, you now have officially taken the over. Going to force another stop in the action, 73-48. And we're going to see, it looks like a hashtag platoon swap for Ellington. We've got Tripp, Miller, Acey, Lavelle, and rounding it out is Garrett Copeland. The Tigers trying to drive with Gibbs. Strong on the shot. Rebound goes to Tripp. Tripp will be the point guard with this new five-man look. Across the timeline. Under a minute to play. Over to Devontae Miller trying to kill some clock. Into the far corner trying to get something to go inside, taken away. And a foul is going to be called in transition. This foul is going to go on Conan Acey, a 6'1 senior. Probably the best beard you'll ever see on an 18-year-old in your life. 35.6 on the clock. The inbounds will come from the scorer's table out of the hands of Jacob Thompson. Throws it into Huff. A quick trigger from three and a high arcing rainbow. Three for Colton Day falls and sparks the crowd with 25 seconds to play. Justin Tripp trapped in the backcourt just has to throw it away. Devontae Miller will sprint across the timeline before the violation. Around to the right side. Back to Miller, and he'll be fouled. We'll see some free throws with 9.5 seconds to play. We'll see Miller head to the stripe. Devontae yet to shoot from the free throw line tonight. 3 points on the contest. And Miller, three bounces, one spin in the left hand, and he's ready. A whistle comes in.
Got me.
Lane violation on the defense. So the second's good. Add both. And with 5 seconds to play, it's a matter of the margins. And that will do it. The final score, 74. In favor of the Ellington Whippets, 51 for the Arcadia Valley Tigers. What a game to start off our high school broadcast season. We'll continue our broadcast and transition. It'll be a post-game/halftime show that will be sponsored by Kohl's Tractor and Equipment. And coming up next, we will come back in 1 minute and break down some of our State Farm agent Eric Schweitz stats of the game. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Boot.
McCormick Networks is a recognized leader in voice and data technology and has been providing communication services to the region for over a century. McCormick Networks can help streamline your business and enhance productivity. Their certified technicians and engineers will design a communication system or computer network specifically for your needs. They're a proud supporter of the area's talented athletes and is pleased to sponsor KTJJ's broadcast of this year's 90th annual Arcadia Valley Tournament. Good luck, Whippets, and happy holidays from your friends at McCormick, your network specialist.
Lesterville Schools would like to take this opportunity to wish the Lesterville Bearcat basketball team the best of luck in the Thanksgiving tournament. You're a great team and have proven that you have what it takes to be winners. Everyone at Lesterville Schools is proud of the Bearcats and their coaches. Good luck on winning the tournament. Be safe and have fun. This message brought to you by the Lesterville Schools. Go Bearcats!
This is Eric Schweiss, and I'm proud to present the State Farm Stats of the Game.
And let's dive into our stats of the game. When you really want to talk about the story of this game from the start to the finish, you have to talk about second chance opportunities and cleaning up the glass. So I think if we're going to go a stat of the game, it has to be the rebounding margin in favor of the Ellington Whippets, especially when you have basically one guy almost out-rebound an entire team.
Yeah, my numbers got thrown off a little bit at the end because I jumped off to interview one of the coaches, but it's 2-1 in favor of Ellington. You've got Marshawn Morrissey, who ended up with a double-double. Richards had 7. You know, overall, just the size advantage when you came into this tournament and just looked at the rosters. That was the first thing that jumped out among all the teams. Oh, Ellington, they're bigger than everybody else, and they use that size very well. And those guys, you know, they're great athletes, and they've got great stamina. You know, some teams with big guys, you can tire them out. You can't do that with Ellington. Those guys keep pace with pretty much anybody, and it shows. They were able to keep playing very well into the second half.
And when you look at some of the scoring numbers throughout the game, early on I thought it was going to be a problem for the Whippets because they weren't really spreading the ball around hardly at all. But when you run down the totals, Marshawn Morrissey, 23 points, 12 boards. Devontae Miller with 5, Tripp with 3, Fitzgerald with 2. Sharp, after sitting most of the first quarter, finishes with 22 points and a couple of highlights sprinkled in there. But really the guy that stands out to me is Jacob Richards, 16 first half points. Lump that into your stat of the game category. For Arcadia Valley, we cannot go through this post game without talking about Jake Pryor. I mean, he was everywhere. He probably lost 5 pounds just from sweating as much as he was moving around this floor. You would see him do just about everything on every possession, every time down the floor.
And would you believe that basketball's not even his best sport?
Right. You know, a bright future in baseball, but you just see a guy like that that's a competitor, a gamer, driven, and no bones about it. He lived up to that and looked like it to a T tonight.
And it's a tough loss. Any loss is a tough loss, but Arcadia Valley showed a lot of good things in this game. They showed that, you know, they're not completely out of the league of a team on the level of Ellington. You give the Tigers a few more, you know, weeks, few months to gel together, and they're a team that I think could be interesting once we get down to the district time.
Yeah, I think Arcadia Valley, they're going to be a very, very dangerous team just because of the defensive effort that they can put together on any given night. It's going to be interesting to see how they can adjust moving forward with having to deal with the height disadvantage that they may face on some nights, but they have good size. It's not going to be like it happens to them all the time. So I think AB will be a dangerous team. Tonight they move into the consolation bracket after that 74-51 loss to the Ellington Whippets. So it's now that time to transition and talk about game number 2. The next game features the 2-versus-3 matchup. It was this part of the bracket a year ago that West County and Arcadia Valley had a thriller in the nightcap. Hopefully we can have the same. We'll step aside for 2 minutes, and we'll set the stage for the second half of play on J98.
The new ownership at Lenny's in Lesterville would like to invite you to stop by for lunch or dinner. With an expanded menu, they have all your favorites. Grab a bowl of hot chili to warm up these cold winter days, and a fountain soda to wash it away. Now with Thursday specials, make Lenny's your go-to meal place. Come in or call it in at 573-637-2506. That's Lenny's in Lesterville, located on the corner of Highway 21 and Peola Road.
We don't want to be the ones to break the news, but Christmas is coming, and Fisher Furniture has free layaway. If you're looking for a gift that takes their breath away, start here and start now. Easy payments that you set, and we can have the gift ready to surprise when Christmas gets here. So yes, give that great television the brand new range or that comfy power recliner, and we can help. Get ready for Christmas at Fisher Furniture, Highway 21 in Ironton.
Success starts here.
When it comes to banking, we understand that access is important. With First State Community Bank, you'll have access to 48 locations throughout Missouri and over 23,000 free ATMs nationwide. And at First State Community Bank, we work hard to provide great online and mobile experiences without sacrificing our unique local hometown service. Our team of experienced bankers at any of our convenient locations can help make the process of switching banks quick and easy. See our team today to open your account. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC. Online at fscb.com.
First State Community Bank. Success starts here.